We're learning Perek Zayin Mesillas Yesharim. Today is December 13th. We are discussing the importance of being zoris to do a mitzvah before the mitzvah. There are two chalakim, as we mentioned, and then we'll get to, in a few lines from now, a few lines sometimes means 20 minutes. We'll get to the zrizus after the ma'isa. We're starting after the pasuk of Tehillim is quoted, where it says, "Ki hazrizus, he midas shleimus, gadol, asher tivoy shel ha'adam moina mimenu ata." Zrizus is a complete attribute, which the nature of man is prevents him from fulfilling this zrizus, this midah. But that means naturally a person, as we've said many times, he wants to do nothing. Now the reason for that is because a person's natural tendency is to return back where he comes from. Where does he come from? The offer min adama. So he wants to accomplish by not accomplishing. That's his accomplishment. He wants to accomplish by not accomplishing. So that's why the Ramchal is telling us, as we mentioned yesterday, we discussed Rav Dessler, that a person who is able to conquer this laziness, he will merit to see the reward, the fruits of his efforts. How Hashem will give him the reward, chalef, in exchange, in exchange of that which he worked hard for here in this world. So yesterday we discussed Rav Dessler. Today I want to share with you from the Alei Shor, Rav Shlomo Volbi, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who says over from his Rebbe. One of his Rebbeim was Rabbi Yeruchim from the Mir, Zatzal. I'm reading here from the Eirich Salula, from this Peirush, the Mesillas Yesharim HaMavur, and he brings down from the Alei Shor. He says like this, in regards to the words we just quoted, La'asi lova yizkeh lo be'emes, in the future he will merit the truth. What does that mean? HaMesillas Yesharim sasam v'loi pirush. Mesillas Yesharim makes a statement, but he doesn't elaborate. Mai pnimiyuso shel midazu. What is this, the essence of this midah, this attribute of Zrizus? Ach, Adoyni Meir v'Rabbi, Zechusa Yogin Leinu, referring to Rabbi Ruchem of the Mir, Bir b'mamor of Hachreinim, Shizachinu l'shmai mipiv, says the Alei Shor, in one of his last mamorim that he gave, we heard, we merited to hear from his mouth, the Pek Kodosh. And he's explained this concept of the Mesillas Yesharim, of what does it mean, L'asu lova yizkeh lo be'emes, in the future he will merit this truth. He said as follows, Ki asiyas ha'odom ma'ise mitzvah zrizus, hi ma'ise she'ashchina shoyer olav. I'm going to explain the words and repeat the words. When a person does an action, a mitzvah, bezrizus, it's a ma'ise mitzvah that Hashem Shechina dwells upon. Let's say the words again. Ki asiyas ha'odom ma'ase mitzvah zrizus. When a person does a ma'ase mitzvah zrizus, he ma'ase she'ashchina shoyer olav. It's a ma'ase that Hashem Shechina dwells upon. I want to share with you a story. I heard the name of Eli Lapian, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that when the Shon Shadron said over that when the story pops into his head, or ma'ase, something happens while he's giving a shir, it's a simon he said to Shemaya that he should say it over. So I don't know if that applies to me, but, and I'm about to say a story, it's a very small story, a little point, and not to bring out a negative about people. It's the opposite of what we're talking about. I once saw someone, it was time to go down in Shachris. He was carrying his tefillin zekel. It was a bacher. He was holding it like with like one finger, balancing the tefillin zekel with one, like it was more than a finger, something like that. He was barely holding it, taking his time. The bag looked as about to fall. I can't imagine. That's a ma'aseh mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinah is shayra. Now, once again, I don't want to bring out a negative. There is a concept, a person, something is dear to someone, you hold it well. You hold on to it. Here, I wanted to like hold it for the person. You know, like, you can't handle it, it's too heavy. I don't know what the issue was. But he's saying, "Ki asiyah so all the ma'ase mitzvah bezrizus he ma'ase she'ashchina shayrolof v'chol ikuv zman shechal b'hamaisa," says Rabbi Yeruchim from the Ali Shor, and any ikuv zman that there's a hindrance, there's a time that will elapse shechal b'hamaisa to do the action, to do the mitzvah, ain erak sakona sheyochol liyos shom chalois hayetzer. It's not just that when a person is about to do a mitzvah, but he waits, I'll get to it. It's not just that he opens a door for the Yetzer Hara to get in. It's not just that the Yetzer Hara can now enter. Explains Rabbi Yeruchim. Preventing, holding yourself back from doing that ma'aseh mitzvah right away, that is the Yetzer Hara. It's not like, okay, I didn't do the mitzvah yet, so now the Yetzer Hara will possibly get in. That's not pshat. Rabbi Yeruchim is telling us, not doing the mitzvah right away, that is the Yetzer Hara. V'ashchina kvar histalka mi'amaisa hahu. And the Shechina already went away. Imagine this, a person's going to do a mitzvah, he's going to do a mitzvah. He's not going to do an Aveira. He's going to do a mitzvah. The Shechina already went away. Hu asher metzina b'karban Pesach shin stavinu. That's what he says, Rabbi Yeruchim, that we find by the Karban Pesach. We are commanded. V'achaltem o'yisoy b'chipozoin. What does chipozoin mean? Quickly. Hastily, right? Eat it quickly, right away. You should eat the Karban Pesach right away, quickly. Of mechilto. The Mechilta explains that this chipazon is referring to the Shechina, Hashem's presence. That what? That Hashchina memeher is b'li shum ikuv zman. That the Shechina is quickly involved without any lapse of time. Ki shiu zman who misoy the ikuvim v'hara shehishtara ba'ilam achri achit. Rabbi Yeruchim explains that a shiyo yozman, a wasting, the taking the time to do something, is the creation of the chait, of the eitz hadas after that. It created this yitzhara. That is the yitzhara, not doing that mitzvah right away. So what's our job? What we just did now is we defined that it's not just opening the door to let the Yetzer Hara in. It is the Yetzer Hara when we don't do a mitzvah right away. What's our job? How do we respond to this? Avedoso, he says, Rabbi Yeruchim, Shalom Adam. It's a lorutz acharei hashchina. To run after the Shechina. B'sheris koyach. B'lishum shiyo izman v'ikuv. With all your might, believe shum shiui without waiting any amount of time. The zuhi midas azrizus, and that's zrizus. Hadvarim neiroim and nifloim. These are unbelievable, powerful points. Zrizus hi amidah shel hashras hashchina ba'adam. Zrizus is the midah of hashras hashchina, of Hashem dwelling down here in a person. What does it mean hashras hashchina? Hashras hashchina, what that means is as follows. That's the purpose of creation. Hashras Hashchina, Ba'ilam Hazeh, in this world is the purpose of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we've said in the past, is Ikir Ratzon, is to dwell here with us. Adam was Chayte, Cain was Chayte, the Dora Mabel, the Dora Enosh, Derenish, Dermavo, all the Dairis, the seven different Madregas, says the Medrash, they went up and up and up. The Shechina went up and way away from this Olam Hazeh, this world. I don't know what these things mean. I'm just repeating what the Medrash says. Comes along Avram Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Tzadikim, all the way down, Amram, all the way down to who? To Moshe Rabbeinu. Nesinas HaTorah. And it brings the Shechina back. V'shachanti v'soicham. And creates the Mishkan. And creates another v'shachanti v'soicham. As we all know, the famous Chazal, that the diktuk, the grammar is not 100% correct. You build a Mishkan, how many Mishkans were there? Right? There's only one Mishkan. How do I know? Because if there are more, there'd be a lot of more books that are thrown out there on all different types of Mishkans. But there's only one. It's one Mishkan. And that's not how I know. I know other ways. V'shachanti b'soicha, it should have said. Out one side of it. What's b'soicham? Chazal tell us because the purpose of the Mishkan is for us to look and see that is how we should make ourselves a makom of Ashras Ashchina. B'soicha means in every single one of Klal Yisrael. B'soicha mamish, inside of us. Hashem wants to dwell inside of us. So what do we have to do? Avaydasa, he says, Rabbi Yeruchim. Loretz achar acharei Ashchina, to run after the Shechina. How do we run after the Shechina? We do the Maisa Mitzvah Zrizus. I mean, it's a very simple marshal, basic marshal. I mean, when I teach younger students, so in the days I had, let's say, a $20 bill in my wallet, sometimes I would do it without knowing I didn't have the $20. I would take out, as soon as I opened my wallet, I said, okay, whoever gets the question in 10 seconds, you get this money. I give out money. It wasn't always $20. A single dollar. Right there on the spot, I want to tell you something. They were listening, paying attention. You know, I did the same thing with the girls, the students. The money didn't excite them the same way. But the boys, I should do it here also. You like it?
Everybody's awake.
Everyone's awake. Everyone's awake now, right? Maybe we should do it and hang the money outside, right? It's a clay in the marshal. It's a small marshal. But what is a person's value in life? The Ikir Rotzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created this world, is Ashras HaShechina. As a child growing up, when I'd be in the car with my father, and my father would give someone a lift, and the person would say, you could drop me off at the corner. So my father says, no. I'm taking you all the way. If I could go into your living room, I'd do that also. He wouldn't appreciate that. But you go all the way, as close as you can, to the front door. That's the chinuch I was educated with. That's education that my father was teaching me. He wasn't telling this person, I want to teach my son a lesson. No, this is how you do a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah b'shleimus. And Baruch Hashem, that's when I give someone a lift, I try to do the same thing. He says, no, drop me off. I said, listen, you know, Baruch Hashem, a very fancy car, it has a reverse. I can go back. I go in the drive, I go back also. But we have to realize that our actions are so powerful. Our actions don't just end with here, what's in front of us. And the generation that we live in today, it's very easy to use all the mishalim. I'm still blown away with technology, how you could be sitting here and email someone across the world, and 3 seconds later he responds. Just last night, around 11:30, something like that, he sent an email. So as I'm about to close the computer, turn it off, I see 5 minutes later, I got a response already. So the person's in a different state. You know, apparently they were up looking at the emails and they responded already. So I had to respond now also. We are attached, we are connected, we are connected to the Ruchnius. We don't see the wires. You know, you go over someone's head, you know, like, what are you doing? Blessing me? What are you doing? You know, dropping the dead skin cells. What's going on? We have spiritual wires that are not visible. And every action that we do has a reaction. When we do a mitzvah shleimus, we mamish cause Hashras Hashchina. Just like by Talmud Torah, we bring down, we have a million people learning Torah, every B'raivam Hajras Melech, the Shechina comes down. This is what Hashem wanted. in his desire to create this world. Now we go to the next chelik. The next chelik is the zrizus after the ma'isa mitzvah. Ach hazrizus acharei achar haschalas ha'ma'isa hu. Shekevan she'ochas b'mitzvah. Once a person grabbed onto the mitzvah, he's involved with it. Yimaher lahashli ma'isa. Make sure you finish that mitzvah. V'loy lahakim mayalav. And don't become lax with that mitzvah. You started it, make sure you finish it. Kimisha misava, don't be a person like Kimisha misava lahashlich mayalav masoi. Oh, you know what? I just want to get rid of it already. It's the burden is too heavy. You ever carry a heavy backpack? What's the first thing? As soon as you have a chance, you take it off, it drops down. When my children come home, the whole house shakes. You have a lot of knapsacks just plopping off, you know. You wonder what they're carrying. It's little children, it's so heavy, right? The knapsacks. And all of a sudden, boom, it smashes. Then another one. They want to take it off. He says, the Ramchal, we have to be careful not to do mitzvah in such a fashion. But a person should be concerned. Maybe I won't merit to finish it. It's an interesting concept. A person should be concerned. Maybe I won't merit to finish the mitzvah. He started it. But maybe he won't finish it. Whoever starts a mitzvah but doesn't finish it, he will bury his wife and his children. Heaven forbid. Explains the Yosh Mesila, it's mida k'neged mida, measure for measure. A wife and his children are the gemar, are the completion of man. So if he is not completing that ma'isa mitzvah which is in front of him to do, so his completion is not going to exist as well. V'amru, ain't a mitzvah. Let's go. I just want to share with you another parish. Hashem Goimro. It says over here, the Chazal tells us, ain't a mitzvah nikris el Hashem Goimro. The mitzvah is only called by the one who finishes it. K'dichsev, it says in Yeshua, Ves atzmas Yosef asher helu b'nei Yisrael. The bones of Yosef that were brought up by who? By b'nei Yisrael. Says the Gemara, I have Aloy Moshe Helom. Didn't Moshe Rabbeinu bring them up? Why are you saying it's Bnei Yisrael? Hello, if he should nigzer Allah, Shalom Yikonis Loritz. But since there's a Gzeira on Moshe Rabbeinu that he will not enter Eretz Yisrael, V'elu nitbelu behem, Lefichach Nikros al Shemam. They, Bnei Yisrael, they were involved with it, with the Atzmos Yosef and the Shvatim. That's why the reward goes after their name. Now, of course, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did, he gets rewarded for it. But ein a mitzvah nikris el al Hashem goimro. That doesn't mean to say that a person should, you know, be a wise guy. He waits to see when everybody starts. 10% is done of the mitzvah, 20% is done. Right? Let's say you have to. Mutter Shabbos, you load in the dishwasher, and the children load in the dishwasher. So, you know, mash in the corner of his eye. As soon as it's ready to put the soap in, he knocks them down, puts the soap in, closes it, turns it on. Then he did it all, right? That's not pshat. Pshat is do the whole thing. Mitkilavat Saif. You learn what happened to the Nesim. They lost out. They lost a letter from Hashem's name, from the Yud, because they waited to see what's going to happen with the Nedavos and the Mishkan. They'll give whatever has to be given, and they lost out. They didn't have anything to give. There's a mashal here I want to share with you, which I don't understand. So I don't like saying things which I don't understand. Maybe you do, and you'll explain to me afterwards. The mashal says, "Kosas remez ledavar ki amila mitzvah." It's unbelievable. The word mitzvah, hishmoi shel hakodesh baruch hu. The word mitzvah is the name of Hashem. How do you have that? Ki mem tzadi. Heim Yud Hei Bat Bash. That much I understood. There's a gematria called Ad Bash. Aleph is tough. Beis, Shin, Gimel, all the way down. they correspond to each other. So the Masha says that the word mitzvah in Atbash is Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem. When a person is doing a mitzvah, you have to realize what a mitzvah is. That's a shemus of Hashem. He's doing the ratzon of Hashem. Udchilas, this is the part I don't understand. Udchilas amila stuma, the beginning of the word, the sasim was closed, the mem sadi, the seifa goloi, the vav hey, ledamedcha, ki ha'ekir b'mitzvah hi hu misha gaimra. To come to teach us, the main part of the mitzvah is when it finishes the mitzvah. The value of what we have to do, what we're doing, is a mitzvah. We'll stop here for today. May Hashem pick up next week. Thank you.